that the mad scientists in the GMO industry, genetically modified, I don't know, what's the O stand for? It's not, or well, F would be food, GMF. I know it's GMO. I don't know.
Genetically modified organism.
Organism. That they have actually been able to breed a watermelon whose seeds cannot be used to grow another watermelon. I mean, folks, if that doesn't tell you what we the diabolical nature of those amongst which we live and who now who control the food supply, why it's so dangerous. I don't know what does. Are you telling me that they actually are able to do this?
I'm surprised you don't know about it.
I have never heard of this.
There's a lady on EWTN, and what's her name? She's the pro-life lady. She had an interview with some specialist about this. Now, I'm not the expert, of course. I'm a truck driver, okay? And I, church militant, too, you know. But what I'm saying is she had an expert about those seed banks, and they guard them like Fort Knox. Not just watermelon seeds, different kinds of seeds. In other countries, you can't even buy seeds like here. You can still buy them on the internet, but they got them locked down. You can't produce food.
Oh, so they want to starve us to death. You see, you people, and now I knew I was on Josh Wilson's contraception for watermelons.
Junk bond.
No, now this is why the monopolization of food supply is so dangerous, because you're telling me, and I wholeheartedly, I don't doubt anything you're saying. I wouldn't put it past these clowns to make it so that, oh, you can eat, and we want you to eat and be fat and happy and all, but you got to buy your food from us. No more of this grown in the backyard stuff. Melons and cantaloupes and cucumbers, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I believe, Dan, I am not a farmer. I am not an agrarian. I only play one on radio from time to time. But I believe that this is why many of the purists, agriculture farmer types, will only grow and swear by growing what are called heirlooms, like heirloom tomatoes. There's heirloom cucumbers. And I don't know, maybe I'm not using the right terminology, but I do know that there are heirloom tomatoes. And one of the reasons is that I believe that you can harvest the seeds from the fruit. You don't have to go and get the seeds every year. You can actually take the seeds from the fruit and you can reuse them. So, I'm sure someone listening has more knowledge on this than I do. And I know that David Simpson has interviewed Jason Matthias a couple of times, who knows a lot about this. I think he has a film out about it as well. I'm kind of out of the loop here. And I don't want to say something that I don't know what I'm talking about. So that's the extent of my knowledge.
And I don't want to either, but I know I heard that interview on Barbara McWiggins' show. And she's a big pro-life lady, and she's with that other outfit, Christian outfit, Catholic, and she had that interview. I know I heard it. I just figured you had to know something about it. But wow, I'm surprised you don't, sir.
No, I don't, and I certainly haven't heard about the the seeds being guarded like Fort Knox. And by the by, is there anything in Fort Knox that is still being guarded? I mean, we have no use for a gold standard. What would be the point of guarding the gold?
Another thing I don't know about, that's why I listen to this show, to get a lot of information.
I can tell you this, it's illegal to use silver coins in payment of debt. I can tell you that. I know this because Franklin Sanders, a frequent guest of David's on the True Money Show, which you'll hear today at 11, actually went to jail over trying to repay his debts, as the Constitution says, in silver. And when the judge told him, Mr. Sanders, please, just pay your debt, write a check. I'm not writing a check. Constitution says I got to make it legal tender in gold or silver, and that's what I'm trying to do. So it's illegal, which only makes sense. You'd want a paper money system, specifically so, a fiat currency, if you will, which means an at-will currency, specifically so that those that need it, when they need it, they can print it. They have direct access to it. And that when those that need or that really need it for survival need it, it can be devalued to the point where the people that need it can be manipulated. Can't do that with gold. You can't do that with silver. Can't do that with platinum or any other form of exchange that would have some kind of a intrinsic worth built into it, as all metal coins do. So it's totally understandable why they do it. I just didn't know that they were doing it with seeds.